This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cox locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. 5-Minute University for the remaining hour of this class. And we'll be talking about breaks. And here's a real serious problem. And I'm going to read some emails as well. It's a real serious problem. And this happened to me in the last couple of days. It's happened to me before. Sometimes you don't know when this is going to happen. And when it does, it's a real problem. So you step on the brake, and the brakes engage. And typically this happens to one of the four wheels. So the brakes engage, and then when you let your foot off the brake pedal, one of the brakes kind of sticks, does not want to release. The problem with that is your fuel economy is going to go way, way worse. It's going to get lower. And the disc brake or the rotor, the pads, are going to get hot. Really hot. Like maybe 400, 500 degrees hot. And the glue that holds the disc brake pads to the backing plate may melt. That's how hot they get if the brakes stick and you keep driving. So this happened to me with my old Chevy pickup truck. One of the calipers got stuck. And I bleed the brakes every couple of years. I inspect every time I do an oil change, put the car up on the lift, I look at the brakes. And every couple of years, I bleed the brakes to run fresh fluid through them. But after, let's say, a quarter of a million miles, it's likely that you can have a failure. And I had one over the weekend while I was picking up some farm equipment in my old 2004 Chevy two-wheel drive V6 pickup truck. It's just a plain work truck. It's all rusty. I mean, it suits me real well. It's all beat up. but it runs great. Or it did until I had this front caliper lock up on me. And I had a choice. I thought that I could ride this out to get it home. And I thought I could just get the brakes to drag less and less. And I did. But it was so hot out, it was about 100 degrees outside, and it's hard to cool off the disc rotors when it's 100 degrees outside. And the air from under the hood blows under the vehicle and also heats up the brakes even more and the underside of the vehicle even more. So it was a losing proposition. What ultimately happened was I needed to put in a new caliper or rebuild the caliper. I decided to buy a rebuilt one. It was $45. And new pads. And the disc rotor was okay. But the heat, I believe, transferred to the front wheel hub, which has the wheel bearings. Now, this thing does have a quarter of a million miles on it. And the other side was replaced, so it's probably about ready to go anyway. But the extra heat caused the front wheel bearing to fail. All on the same side. So we're looking at somewhere around $130 for a new wheel hub. We're looking at a set of brake pads for about $30. And we're looking at a caliper for around $40-$45. And, of course, the work is, the labor's free. But if you had to have it done, I think you'd be looking at maybe $400-$500. Maybe $350 to $500 to have somebody do it. It's possible that I could have prevented this by bleeding and flushing the brake lines every 12 months, as Lotus said I should do. But where in the manual have you seen that it tells you to do that every 12 months? So what I'm saying is, it's just like oil and oil filters. They have extended durations for the oil changes, like 7,500 miles, 6,000 miles. I think it's way too long, way too long. And I think that you might want to flush your brake lines somewhere between 12 months and 24 months. That's what I'm thinking. And how much does it cost? Well, a quart of brake fluid might be somewhere around $15, somewhere around there. And there are different kinds of brake fluid. I'll tell you what, we've got Kathy on the line. We'll take Kathy's call, and then I'll tell you about .3, .4, and .5 brake fluid. As soon as we help Kathy. Hey, Kathy, how are you?
Morning, Vince. How are you?
I'm real well.
Well, that's good. Hey, Vince, the reason why I called in was because I have starting to have a real issue in my garden. And I just want to put out a little bit of a heads up to people out there. I typically have no problem with my raspberries. And all of a sudden this year, I got brown leaves, mottled leaves. I've got raspberry cane borer. I'm sure it has to do with the weather. I'm going to try to do what I can. I got aphids now eating the leaves. I don't know if it was the stress from having such a long spell with the drought we had, and then now we're getting rain, rain, rain. And I just want people to, like, be aware, check your plants every day under the leaves. Like, even my tomatoes, I'm beginning to worry because with this humidity and the rain now, I'm worried about blight or fungus on those. So I don't know if you're seeing it, Vince, but I really hope I don't lose my patch, because some of the diseases that you can get, you have to just dig out the diseased plants and start over. So I don't know if you're seeing it yet. Yeah, are you having the same thing?
Yeah, we are. I believe we're in a drought right now. I was traveling, picking up some farm equipment, probably 150 miles from here, and the grass in the hay fields, pastures, absolutely brown, like dead brown. And I was talking to a farmer, and he said, "Yeah, they haven't had any rain, and it's pretty serious." So we're down, we're at about 55% of the hay we should be getting. That's what we've gotten so far. I think it's everywhere. I think our garden is showing stress, just as you said. We have the aphids, and we have to water the garden every day. Even though we have plastic down with straw on top of it, we still have to water the garden every day just to keep the vegetable plants alive. And the corn. So you're absolutely right. This is pretty serious, and I think that we're going to have not just us at USA Prepares, but I think everywhere people are going to have less yield. You're getting a lot of rain, and I believe that's directly related to the smoke from Canada that's coming down, that's in the air, that allows the moisture to collect on the smoke particles to let them build and get heavier and heavier and heavier and ultimately fall down as raindrops. I mean, that's what I was taught when I was in elementary school. That's how rain forms, the hydrologic cycle. And anyway, the bottom line is the rain that you're getting is probably rain that should be other places, you know, spread out more evenly. So we have a drought. You've got a deluge. It's a real problem. It's too much rain is a problem, and no rain's a problem. So the word to the wise, Kathy, is exactly what we've been saying. Prepare, prepare, prepare. Have your food storage. Get out of Dodge. Kathy, here's something very interesting. I've been trying to buy a few items on Facebook Marketplace. And the people that are selling these things, they can't wait to get rid of it. What's happening is there are people that are moving in from the West Coast, California specifically. They're buying land here. They've gotten out of Dodge, and they can't wait to get rid of specific things that they have on the farm. Like they'll have a storage shed, and they want it out of here. They'll say, I want this gone ASAP, which stands for as soon as possible. They have other things that that the previous owner left behind, heavy things, all kinds of equipment. And the newcomers want this stuff out of here. They want nice, clean, pristine look. And so they're selling these things. And I was asked, what is it? What is the secret to Facebook Marketplace? And I know what the secret is. And I mentioned that I figured it out because what would happen, I know I'm rambling about a whole bunch of things trying to weave this all together, but what I found out is people will sell something on Facebook Marketplace. They want it gone right now. They've made the decision and they expect immediate results. Immediate. Like as if they had a cell phone and they want to call somebody and they want that person to answer the phone right now. They don't want to leave a message like with a landline. They want immediate gratification. So the secret to Facebook Marketplace is give them what they want. They want to sell it right now. They have a need for a dopamine hit, instant gratification. Give them the instant gratification. So what I would do in the past is I would say, hello, I'm interested in buying your item. May we discuss it on the phone? And 100% of the time, being polite and saying, I'd like to talk about it on the phone, meaning you get to hear my voice, I get to hear your voice. We can decide if there's some common ground and we can do this exchange. It doesn't work. It does not work. They want it fast. And so they don't want to talk about it. They want it gone. So the only way that I found to make this work is to say, I'd like to buy your item right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then they respond. Other than that, I can see the indicator that says that they looked at it, they read it, but they don't respond. These are miserable, miserable individuals that are impossible to deal with. However, they have the item that you want. So the way to fix it is, I'd like to buy your item right now. And then they respond. They go, when? I mean, I can't believe it. There was one guy that had an item that I bought. I said, I'd like to buy your item right now. He responded, when? I said, right now. He said, 3:00? And I said, yeah, that might work. Can we talk about it? I need to figure out whether I need somebody to help me lift it and put it in the truck. Can we talk about it? And it was only at that point when I said, yeah, 3:00 might work, that he was willing to talk to me on the phone. Otherwise, he wasn't willing to talk to me on the phone. That's how it's working. So, Kathy, you're right. And if you've got another couple of minutes, I'd like to read something that has your name on it. Somebody sent me an email with your name.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. protection. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Several very interesting emails. And this one I was going to send a copy to your instructors. And you'll see why in just a second. This one says, Mr. Finelli, there is more to my relationship with your program for you to know how important it is to a lot of us. Right off the top, I have a little laugh when I take a shower and sharpen my shaver as you directed. I thought I was the only person who shaved in the shower. 3 months and counting, and it's still doing the shaving. I think what he means by that is he sharpens his razor the way I do in the shower, rubbing the razor blade, like a double-bladed razor, disposable razor, backwards with soap in the palm of my hand, and I can say shave with the same razor for a year easily. I think that's what he's doing. And it goes on to say, I find what Greg Lesher and Burke Bertones have to say is so interesting and thought-provoking. Kathy, the domestic engineer, is so down to earth. Many times I share her secrets with my wife, such as the compilation of vinegar, salt, etc. to kill weeds. It was so joyful to have heard my wife say, it worked. As for Gwyneth, Isaacs, and her hard life makes me feel so appreciative of what I have. Rich Sheeban, I don't know where he has the time to get all his information, but it sure is nice hearing the other side. I loved Dr. Sheely and the many notes through the years, things that he said and his recommendations. His son, Dr. Sergei Sheely Soren, is doing a great job filling his dad's shoes, and they are big shoes. And as you have said, Kyle and you are so much alike, both in knowledge and humor. Of course, last but not least, I love your laugh. I love how you're such a gentleman and stand up for your beliefs. I love it when you call your wife Mrs. Finelli. That is so respective of someone you love. Your five-minute university has made me put a little notepad beside my bed so I can jot down some of the things that are important to me. So in all, your show is what I fall asleep to and wake up to. Thank you, BitChute, for having you on. I wish I was closer and stayed at your campground, but I live in a small town in Ontario where I have a bit of land and our little garden, thanks to my wife and Mrs. Frank. And this is from Frank. So, Kathy, I wanted to share that with you while you're with us. So, we don't get a lot of emails. We don't get a lot of calls. And I believe the reason is that people want to hear us teach, and they don't want to interrupt class. So that was another email. Kathy, any comments?
Oh, what a kind email, Vince. That was so nice of him. And, you know, I feel like the instructors are my friends, too, along with you. It's kind of my go-to. I don't miss a day. If I can't listen to it live, I go and I listen to it later. But that was very kind for him to say that.
You know, that is a word, I think, that is a thread that goes through USA Prepares. I'm talking about our students, and I'm talking about, you know, the ones that call in and write and who are in class very frequently, like every day. If you listen to some other talk radio broadcast on the alternative side of the dial, you'll find that some callers absolutely despise other callers. Despise them. They say things like, you know, why do you let that person on? Why don't you hang up on that person? It's like a war at, you know, during their broadcast. That never happens here at USA Prepares. Never happens. We don't have people at war with the students who call in and the instructors. And so the word kind comes to mind. That's who the people at USA Prepares are. And I'm not just talking about the faculty. I'm talking about the faculty and the students, everyone. We'll be right back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. The extra long holiday weekend is extra hot in much of the USA. Even in the desert southwest, forecast highs above 110, which is well above normal. To the east, it's another day of storms, heat, humidity, and maybe some tornadoes. More than 80 million are under some sort of severe storm threat. Baltimore's mayor is angry about how easy it is for just about anyone to get a gun.
And it shouldn't be easier for a young person to get a gun for than me to be able to go to CVS and buy my allergy medication.
Brandon Scott on CNN says we let the sanctity of gun ownership outweigh the sanctity of lives. Two people were killed, nearly 30 wounded, when two people opened fire at a block party in Baltimore over the weekend. Before the NATO summit in Lithuania, President Biden will head to Great Britain next week. He'll meet with Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and just announced a visit with King Charles at Windsor Castle. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah, buddy's in here with me. He's a male dog, and he's probably close to a year old now. He adopted us, and we adopted him, and he likes being in the studio. He's very, very well behaved. It's kind of like a golden retriever mixed with a dog with really, really short legs. So he's got a big face, short legs, but he's so well behaved. And And we somehow we called, "Here, buddy," and he seemed to respond to that. So we found him out in the campground. Here's a another letter I received, and I think it's really, really nice. So here it is. Vincent. Hello, Vincent. Hope all is well with your hay harvest, and hope all is well and your hay harvest is near completion. I'm interested in your marketplace observations and techniques. Over the last few years, having always been buying and selling over my lifetime, I've observed the absolute decline of the honesty and integrity of both buyers and sellers. Once again, just another sign of the decline and the decadence of the human race. Truly so sad. Of note, I'm still on your bread version 1 recipe of Kathy's original version. Yeah, and I was on to say, topics you may want to consider for 5-Minute University: sticky or seized brake caliper pistons and rebuilding. Cleaning fuel injection systems, storing grease guns always seem to leak. Extending the life of your wiper blades, benefits of purchasing service manuals for your vehicles. Please consider having BAM on air session regarding shop tips and vehicle service tips. Regards, Joe. So BAM is the nickname I've given one of our boys, as in Barney Rubble of the Flintstones' son, Bam Bam. And so that's BAM. And so as far as the answer for Facebook Marketplace, it's dopamine. The sellers want immediate gratification. And just give it to them. And just say, yeah, I want to buy it right. If you're buying it, I'd like to buy it right now. And when you do that, they seem to respond. If you actually want to talk to them, that takes too long. And I don't think they're interested in anything that takes more than a few nanoseconds. So if you want to do it, you give them what they want. Tell them you want to buy it right now. And then when you ultimately do talk to them, which is something you have to do, I have to go pretty far to go buy something. So it means, you know, a couple hours in the truck round trip at a minimum. And why would anybody do that not knowing the person or hearing the person's voice? And some of these morons on Facebook say things like, I'll give you the address when you text me that you're on the way. And for a while I would say, really? You want me to get my truck, unload my truck, have someone in the truck with me to help me, get in it and start driving to a place I don't even know where it is? Are you serious? These people are morons, and that is the generally dumb public that is causing problems all over the country. Seriously. It's inconceivable to me to try to buy something from someone without talking to them at the absolute minimum. I would never conduct a transaction with texting back and forth. And first of all, I don't have a cell phone. So I am not at their immediate disposal. So the only way for me to do it is say, I'd like to buy it right now. And I give them about 2 minutes, then I walk away from the computer. And if I get a response, great. If not, I don't let them tie up my life. And you know, I'm giving away some free things here from the forum. I've got some used tires that will work. And people say, they click on, is it still available? Which is a pre-programmed response. Is it still available? They'll send me that. And I'll say, yes, it's still available. And if you'd like to discuss the particulars, give me your, message me your number and I'll call you. Now, if they're not willing to do that, I know they're not interested. And there's no reason for me to waste my time. So those are my answers about Facebook Marketplace. And it is a true window on the rapid decline of the United States of America. Kathy, any comments?
Vince, I agree. If you decide you're going to wait, like, oh, I'll just wait till tomorrow and contact them, or tell them, you know, can you wait over the weekend, then typically you won't get it. they'll find somebody else. First come, first served, I think, is the way they look at it. And if they don't, and that's if they answer your email or your text or your phone call. We've had them where we've left the message and they don't even respond, Vince.
That's right. It's way too much trouble for the generally dumb public to behave civilly and to behave politely. It's way too difficult. It's they misrepresent the products often. They say they don't know. Maybe they don't know. Maybe they don't know. There was a guy that had a grill, and our son made an appointment to actually go see him. He communicated with him. The guy said, yeah, I used it a couple of years ago. It worked great. And so my son brought me with him, and this was a grill that we're going to use at the campground. It was $20. It was stainless steel. It was a member's mark. And the bottom was rusted out. It was not usable. Not usable. And so when our son opened the lid to look in the stainless steel grill, you know, stainless steel skin, he said, it's rusted through. And the guy just shrugged his shoulders. Oh, well. And this was an hour and a half each way trip. These people don't care that they cost you time and money. They just don't care. That's why I call them the generally dumb public. So, Joe, to answer your question about grease guns leaking, yeah, they do. And here's why. As the temperature gets warmer and warmer, the grease separates the lighter oils from the heavier oils. And grease is really oil with thickener. That's what grease really is. So if you buy a quality grease gun, and that's what we have here at the farm, Lincoln, L-I-N-C-O-L-N, Lincoln brand, with a cast iron head, not cast aluminum, cast iron, absolutely extraordinary, well built, but they cost more. They cost twice as much, maybe three times as much. So if you want to buy a cheesy grease gun, you get one at the Chinese factory tool outlet, or you can get one at the big box auto store, or you can buy one from Lincoln. And the Lincoln is going to cost $35. But it works. And you want one that's made in USA. You want, you know, new old stock. That's really what you want. One that's been stored inside, not rusted, new old stock, vintage. And I think you'll be as happy as I am with ours. Now, I did call the big box auto parts store, one that we deal with regularly. And we talked with the store manager. And the question was, do you have a good quality grease gun that is commensurate with the use we will have here at our automotive shop? Do you have one that is a quality grease gun that's durable? And he said, we have grease guns, but the answer is no. They have grease guns, but not quality grease guns. Now, when Sears Roebuck went out of business, we lost the ability to buy. Just all you had to do was walk into Sears. I'm talking about in the 1970s. Walk in there, buy a grease gun, and it would be great. But not anymore. Because Sears has been destroyed by the greed of the people who took over management of Sears Roebuck and Company. Extending the life of your wiper blades, that's really easy. You got to keep your windshield clean. Okay? There's a lot of dust in the air, especially from Canada. And those particles are abrasive. So when we go somewhere, we have a garden hose hooked up to a hydrant with a brass nozzle on it. We literally wash off the windshield, wipe off the grit that has accumulated on the blade, on the upper side of the blade, that falls down from the sky onto the rubber wiper blades. We literally take a cloth, whether it be a paper towel or a cloth, and after we wash all the dirt off the windshield, we then wipe the dirt off the windshield wiper blades. Whether your car has one, two, or three windshield wipers, we do it to all of them. And we actually lift the wiper blade up and get the dirt off underneath it, wipe it off. And that will help your windshield wipers last probably three times, four times longer. And you won't have those streaks that are gouged microscopic streaks in your glass from these really, really hard particles of sand that end up on your windshield. Kathy, any comments about that?
You know, Vince, I made a mistake when I was first started driving, and I didn't realize it. But when you have ice on your windshield and you think, oh, I'll just turn my wipers on, well, that pretty much destroys the windshield wiper. So I learned that. So I totally agree. If you can just not, clean off your windshield and wipe your wiper blades off, it will help them last a long time.
Yeah. And so, class, if you're going to get in your vehicle and the windshield wipers are stuck, you have a couple options. One thing you should never do is put warm water on your windshield, because the cold glass can crack when the extreme temperature changes with being hit with warm water. But what you can do is very slowly pour cold water, starting at the top, a very small amount, not a dump a bucket on it, but a very small amount of water, cold water, like if you had a 2-liter bottle of soda, you know, that size bottle. And you can put your fingers over to control the amount of water that comes out of the bottle, put on slowly. You can slowly melt the ice all the way down to your windshield wipers and make sure that the entire travel of the windshield wiper blade is free from ice. But just turning on the windshield wiper when the blade is stuck to the glass causes the motor to try to turn when it can't, because the gearing is prevented from turning because the windshield wiper arm does not move. And that can burn out the windshield wiper motor or the articulation mechanisms that allow the windshield wipers to go back and forth. So, Kathy, you're absolutely right. And I think you just saved some of our students the cost of hundreds of dollars of fixing the windshield wiper systems, because typically it's under a lot of plastic. It's all concealed and protected by plastic from, you know, rain hitting the windshield wiper motor and the mechanism. And we replace them. We replace them a lot here at the farm because they break, because they're frozen in place and people haven't learned what you've learned. Kathy, when we come back, I wanted to read one more email and talk very quickly about brake fluid. You're certainly welcome to stay with us if you'd like. Class will be right back after these few short commercial announcements.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, so I received an email, a letter from Linda, and she wrote, "Dear Vincent, Craigslist still works in South Florida, and I use it a few times a year with decent results. Therefore, I've never used Facebook. I would, however, like to hear back from you regarding how to outsmart Facebook Marketplace, as it's still on my to-do list of things to learn, since many people have suggested it to me. Also, I'm super glad you asked Bert on Friday if he still likes electric vehicles. I was wondering, too, if he still drives one, as I know he did in the past. I drive a grand total of about 3,000 miles a year, and in 2019 purchased a 2015 Ford C-Max hybrid that I'm totally unsure what will happen to eventually. It was an experiment that so far has gone fine. Production of this car has been discontinued, so I knew when buying it that it was a question mark, but we got a good deal on it. We have backup cars, including a 1984 Porsche 944. By the way, Bert had one of those. I believe his was a 1977 Porsche 944. No, he had a 924. Very similar to the 944. A 1976 MGB and a Toyota 1998 Toyota Camry, all left over from our past lives. It seems that a lot of cars for people who really don't go anywhere. But the whole fleet requires so little work. We have not had to make any changes or spend anything on cars since we added the Ford. Further on the subject of batteries in our area, we have a terrible problem with corrosion. Alkaline batteries ruining remote controls and quartz clocks. It's been our experience that Panasonic NIMH rechargeable batteries do not get corroded and last many years by just recharging. I thought I'd pass this on for your consideration. Hope you all are doing well. Keeping you and the USA Prepares Instructors in our prayers, as always. Linda." It's a very nice letter from Linda. So, class about brake fluid. There are three main types of brake fluid. DOT, which stands for Department of Transportation. DOT 3, DOT-4 and DOT-5. DOT-3 has a slightly lower boiling temperature than DOT-4. So for performance, DOT-4 would be the way that manufacturers would suggest you go. However, you should use the brake fluid that's indicated on the cap of your master cylinder. So when you raise the hood, it'll tell you exactly what kind of brake fluid to use. Can you mix DOT-3 and DOT-4? Yes. Can you mix DOT-5 with DOT-3 and 4? No. DOT-5 is all by itself. It's a different chemical composition. It is not mixable with the other two. So if you have DOT-4 and your vehicle requires DOT-3, you can use it. But why? It costs more. It costs more to use DOT-4 than DOT-3. So we use, we have them all here at the shop, 3, 4, and 5. We use what the vehicle calls for. So those are a couple of my comments on brake fluid. Kathy, any questions or comments?
The only thing, it's not, doesn't have to do with brakes, but the only thing I wanted to alert people to, because this is something new that I've dealt with, and I just want to explain, if you have your, it's called a raspberry cane borer, and what happens, and it sort of looks like aphids are kind of the same thing, but what happens is the whole tip of your plant, where the berries would be, it droops over and turns brown. And if you look close at the stem, it'll have two horizontal lines, and that's where the borer is. So you, to remedy that, you got to look at any of the tips of the berry, the plant, and you cut with your clippers right below that, those two lines, about 2 or 3 inches, and that eliminates it. If you don't, then the borer stays in there, and it'll come back next year. So that's just advice if you happen to notice that happening. If you don't see the horizontal lines, then it could be aphids or another insect that's sucking the nutrients out of the tips of the plants then.
You know, Kathy, what I heard in between the lines when you're saying this is people are really distracted and they really need to focus on the things that are important to them. So you've talked in the past, last week, about gardening and how much time it takes. And it's not like drop the seeds in a hole, sprinkle some water on it, and come back and pick the fruit. It's not like that. It's It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of effort. It takes energy. It takes thought. It takes persistence. And it takes dedication to follow what's going on, reading the leaves to see what the plants are telling you. That's what this takes. It takes a lot of learning, and it takes dedication. And so if you want to have a successful garden, which I think you're going to need to have going forward, because of the toxins that are added to our food, I think you're going to have to study up on gardening. Maybe even talk to some other gardeners and see what they have to say. Attend some seminars. You know, they're probably maybe even the one in the Ozarks in August that I'm going to be at. August 26th, I'm going to be there. Ozarks Homesteading. Kathy, thank you so much for calling in and being with us. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Ben.
And your students appreciate you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.